Good afternoon and welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose and you're listening to bbsradio.com. Right now we're going to be talking a little bit about the mind and how you can transform your life through your thoughts, through your words, and through action and intention. I want to welcome right now to the show Kevin Myers. He's going to actually be hosting the show with me, and we're going to have on with us in about 5-10 minutes Leslie Davenport. She's going to be talking to us about healing and transformation through guided imagery. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, doing really good. I wanted to start out, Kevin, by talking a little bit about that, about change, shifting things, and how we can transform our mind through our thoughts. I know you were raised with a grandfather who taught you a lot about using your mind and about how to manifest, and also parents. And I know me also. I'm very blessed to have a mother who is really been a really strong part of who I am today. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about the importance of what we think and it being who we are, manifesting thoughts.
It really was grandparents, because my grandmother and grandfather were very much a perfect couple as far as the way they interacted with each other and how they supported each other. My grandfather took the lead roles in teaching all the grandchildren different things about their spiritual gifts and how to develop what we come to understand is something that everybody has available to them. It's just a matter of heightening their awareness of it and having somebody that is already aware guide you through the process. So it's but my grandmother was just as ready there to help us, and she was always there with the glass of orange juice after a reading to make sure that we had energy, and played a very important pivotal support role as well. So
when you say a glass of energy or a glass of orange juice, I said a glass of energy, what do you mean? I mean, like, does orange juice help? Does it help to balance? Or
she always believed that it helped, because when you do spiritual work and there is a lot of exchange of energy and everything, and she felt that it brought energy back into the body and helped you basically recuperate from, it'd be like what a runner would do after running a marathon. They're going to put electrolytes back in their system, and she felt it was important to kind of re-energize you nutritionally. To put some nutrition back in your system after you've gone through a reading or through any sort of spiritual work.
That makes sense.
And then there was always plenty of fresh squeezed orange juice around, because this was in Enon, Ohio, in the country. So she always you'd hear her squeezing the oranges in the background. So you knew it was close to the end of the reading when that happened. So.
It's funny, because I'm like, when you're talking about that, and you're talking about orange juice, you're talking to my mom, when we were sick, I know that was a big thing. She would give us, I remember plugging my nose, because she'd give us orange juice with baking soda in it, and it had to be orange juice. And I don't know if there was a reason for the orange juice. Maybe she just knew because I like orange juice, but I just remember the importance of, you know, cleansing and clarity. And I think that where we are now is where we're asking for that. We're asking to have clarity. And I think a lot of people are saying, okay, what's this mind thing? You know, Carl Jung talks about this connection that we all have in the collective unconscious, and how we can actually connect to whatever it is that we need if we could just shift our mind. Did you find that growing up, being around that it was easier to manifest things, or did you find it more difficult?
I felt a certainty that if I put my mind to it, I could accomplish it. I didn't have the doubts that a lot of kids my age did. I had I operated with a stronger sense of conviction and certainty that if I wanted something, I could bring it into my life. And I could bring it into my experience. And I did have some very lofty goals as a kid. My brother and I both did. We both earned our Eagle Scout rank in Boy Scouts while we were 14, which is it's pushing it. It's really aggressive to get that rank at that age. But we did it in a way that we also had more experience than some of the guys that were getting it at age 18 and just squeaking in right before they were ineligible to earn it. I did several things when I was a kid. I swam miles. Was a BSA lifeguard. Boy Scouts was very, very important to me. But I saw myself attacking everything that I set a goal for in Boy Scouts with a certainty that failure was not an option. And that if I put my mind to it, my body would follow. And it did.
And I think that's important when you say your mind to it, the body will follow, because there is a really strong shift that happens when you put your mind to things. And we're going to be talking actually to Leslie Davenport. She's a psychotherapist and the author of Healing and Transformation Through Self-Guided Imagery. And this is really what I love about her. She teaches people, she works with people, and she has really helped a lot of people with health. Using visualization, being a hypnotherapist, both of us being exposed to hypnotherapy and the work, I think it's really important to touch on this, because our world is going through huge shifts right now, and we have a choice to change our mind and change our life. Before we go to a break, we have a caller on the line. We've got Sandra from Phoenix on line one, and I want to bring her on if she has any questions, and then we will get our guest on the line. Hi, Sandra.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you today?
Oh, fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Doing good. And you're in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me just kind of tune in, because the first thing that came to me was that it's really important for you, especially, I think this program is going to be really, really big for you, because this is about your mind. And your monkey mind, how it kind of bounces around sometimes. And it's like you get information comes in, but you're not always getting confirmation from others where it's coming from. And they're just telling me to make sure that you know that whatever comes to you, the confirmation, the only confirmation you need is the confirmation you get from your inner self. And I should ask you if you have a question. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I wanted to know if you saw me starting to receive an income for work that I do, maybe this month, next month.
Kevin? The first thing that came to me was, go ahead, Kevin.
There's stuff that you need to do to make that happen, because there's an imbalance there with what you are putting out and they're with what you're expecting to receive back. You need to do either some invoicing for it, or make the arrangement much more clear cut with the person that you're doing work for, that the work that you're doing needs to be compensated. Because I get an impression that you are undercompensated for what you have done, and you're kind of feeling in limbo, like you're afraid to ask him for it, So I think you need to revisit that with them and set some real clear-cut business guidelines of what work you're going to provide to them in exchange for what compensation.
And
does that make sense?
Does that make sense, Sandra?
I don't know. I'm submitting contracts, so I think it's pretty spelled out.
It's interesting, because it has to do, when you talk about contracts, it has to do with what you're asking for, about being direct. So do you feel like what you're asking for is your worth? Do you feel like you're really asking what you're worth? I think that's what you're talking about, Kevin. I just threw a couple cards down for you, and I just see the Eight of Pentacles, and there's an importance about a balance and coming to completion. So it's like not always being on the edge of things, but tying things up, tying loose ends up. Go ahead.
Okay.
Is there something in the contracts that you're giving away that a competitor would not?
I don't think so. You know, I can certainly take a look at stuff. One of the things Do you see my writing being picked up and paid for?
Okay, this is Kevin. You want to go ahead because I can see what you're talking about with the offer, the opportunity. It's just really important. I'm going to throw some cards down, and Kevin, go ahead and share, and because I can see where this is leading. This has to do with you being also not scattering, but bringing your energy into one space.
What I'm getting is that there's a disconnect with the way you're presenting things, and what you're trying to accomplish. It's, you know, you're saying that you've got contracts and they're very put together and everything, and yet you're concerned about getting paid, or getting them picked up. What I keep getting at is there's a value issue there where you are undervaluing what you're doing. And that is, if you put more value in what you're doing, if you perceive more value yourself of your own services, then they will be picked up. It's almost like you're undercharging for what you're doing. And that's why I said, are you missing stuff where you're not charging for what somebody else would normally charge for?
And I also want to just kind of pick up on too is the importance of when you're asking about a contract and, you know, where that's going. The first thing that came to me is make sure that everything is spelled out. I feel like it's going to get picked up. I'm just going to tell you something's coming in it, and there's a real strong aspect that comes up around mid-April, but it's pointing to being patient and just taking a deep breath and kind of biding your time until the beginning of November. And I know it's a long time, but to me it's worth it. And it's worth getting someone to negotiate things for you also, and you not being the one that does it. But
okay.
That's kind of up to you. I know you feel very confused, and you feel like things are all over the place, you know what I mean? But I'm just telling you, that's what I see. Don't freak yourself out, you know, in your head. Don't tell yourself that it's any different. This is about you really putting into your space what you want. And I can see that you sometimes you feel like you're going in 10 different directions. You're very creative, very creative. And like I said in the beginning, I felt like you really are a person that has a lot of ideas. You have things to share, but sometimes it's like, it feels like right now you don't feel like you're getting your answers, and it's frustrating. And I think and know and sense by what I'm saying here that it's in your head. So just let it go. You know how to manifest. Don't.
Have you treasure mapped this? And this may be something that we're going to talk about with our guest Leslie. But my grandfather would say you treasure map stuff. You lay down what you intend to have happen. And I know you've written proposals and gotten stuff in place, but does that resonate with you? Does it feel like what you really want to go forward with? And if it's taking you down a direction that doesn't feel a natural fit to you and doesn't feel the best fit to you, then recraft it so that it is. And I think if you do that, you'll be moving in a direction that's much more positive for you and accomplishing everything. And that's the treasure mapping. That'll get you down the road to the goal that you have in mind.
And you know what? And I think that's so important to really to just be in that space, because it's all there for you. It's just you need to simplify.
Can you see yourself doing the contract? Can you see yourself doing the work?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's important. If you cannot put yourself mentally in the picture, imagining yourself doing the contract work, then it's not going to happen. Okay. You've got, if you want anything in life, you've got to picture yourself already in that position, receiving that. And that's part of the treasure mapping. Then you just back it up from there to figure out what steps need to go in place to get you there. So.
Okay. And you know, It's, and I'm just going to wish you a lot of blessings, because I know that I can hear in your voice, you, as we're talking, you're already working it out in your head. So that's huge. That's huge for you. And just be patient. Be patient. You have a lot to share, and you have a lot to give, and you have a lot to teach people. And you know, because you're very much self-taught in many ways. So God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. We're actually gonna go to a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna have on with us a very special guest. We have Leslie Davenport. She's a psychotherapist, and she's the author of Healing and Transformation Through Self-Guided Imagery. And if you would like to get some guidance, want to know kind of how to manifest things in your life, or you have some questions for our guest, also, I wanted to also say that Kevin Myers is on, and he is so patiently working with me and hosting this show. So, and I want to also apologize. I'm a little bit under the weather. If you're in the eastern, you know, up to, I would say northeast, the weather's about 63 degrees. So everywhere I call, I hear, hello, allergy season. So I'm anxious to ask our guest about shifting my mind and just shifting the thought of allergies, having allergies. So if you want to call in 888-815-9756, go on over to my website, kimmyrose.com. There is a free meditation on there that can help you to transform your life. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with interviews. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you are listening to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. If you'd like to call in, you can call 888-815-9756. Right now I'm joined by Kevin Myers, and we are welcoming a very special guest to the show. We have Leslie Davenport. She's a psychotherapist and the author of Healing and Transformation Through Self-Guided Imagery. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Leslie.
Good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being patient. We were just talking, and I want to give everybody your website, LeslieDavenport.com, and if you're on Facebook, you can actually see the website right there on Facebook. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about transformation and, you know, talking a little bit about your book and what it's about and how people can change their lives through using guided imagery.
Yes. Well, you know, I have a feeling that you're very familiar with, and I suspect a lot of your readers are too, how many modes of perception we have, you know, and so often in this culture we do get caught up in our analytical pocket of our mind and the logical way of looking at things, which is fine. I hope mine is always available to me. But that it is the more intuitive, the more subtle forms of perception that can come into focus when we can either dive under that or shift our attention there, where I find the deeper messages of healing arise. So in my book, I have outlined the steps of how people can do that for themselves, and it does involve many different ways of traveling inward, using imagery to create a safe and sacred sense of an inner sanctuary. And then the language I tend to use is listening to the voice of the heart. And I've done it in such a way that people can bring a specific question or concern into that process, or just go in a more open, with a more open format and just see what wants to arise and be explored.
Wow, and when you talk about that, you talk about the importance about things coming up and, you know, rising up and being and exploring. I think that's one of the things with me. I do hypnotherapy. Mm-hmm. I tell people is, you know, your imagination is your playground. It's whatever you want. Just and be very careful what you intend. You know, that's a huge thing.
It's true. And, you know, I often try and find that edge between what I call the active or directive and the receptive part of images. Because I agree with you, I think there's a lot of power in focusing and intention and what we can actively do. But I also find there's a flip side to that that's really valuable, that if we sit quietly with sort of a curiosity, an inner curiosity, that images seem to arise on their own, and that those are often very powerful as well. And sometimes I've found that those are representative of maybe old beliefs or obstacles that may be getting in the way of our intention, and that they're there to be explored or dismantled or honored or transformed. Or sometimes it is a really clear message of guidance.
Well, we have a caller on line one that would like to talk to you, Leslie.
Okay, great. Yes.
Susan, welcome to interviews.
Yeah, thank you. Just listening to you there, Leslie, and that's exactly what I have. I have been basically transforming my own life. And I think I'm, you know, doing very well. And my question was, you know, is there something, you know, I do listen to myself, listen to my heart, and listen to the messages. What's the best way to do that?
What's the best way? Well, I'll tell you what I often suggest as a very basic approach, but I truly am a believer that with enough time, people find what works for them. And so in my book, I have a little, you know, try this, and then there's a chapter on, and here's other ways of doing it. But let me go into a little more detail of what I often suggest. So I find it is important really to start with the basics of setting time aside where you know you can focus inward without being disturbed by phone or visitors. So that's an important part of kind of creating the time and creating the space. I like to encourage people to use some breath work, because conscious breath is such a powerful transition. And I often suggest when people breathe in that they silently say the word clarity. and that when they breathe out on the exhalation, they silently say the word peace. And then they use those qualities not only for clearing the mind, but also for helping the body to relax. So that's the first thing, and I usually recommend that that type of breath work and relaxation be an absolute minimum of 3 minutes, and often helpful if there's time to take a little more time with that. And then I suggest that people allow an image to arise for an environment that feels completely safe, sacred, healing, and to take time to really notice what appears. And it doesn't matter whether it's inside, outside, familiar, imaginary, as long as the qualities of the place meet that criteria, that by being there you truly feel removed from any other pressures or expectations. And to notice specifically, what are the colors, what are the sounds or the silence, what's the quality of light like, are there scents, and just to really allow it to reveal itself to you, and then especially to sit in the sense of the supportive qualities that are a part of that place. And I refer to that as an inner sanctuary. And for some people that stays very consistent, and for other people it may shift over time because our needs shift. Sometimes we want to feel kind of soft and supported, almost in a more womb-like way. And other times maybe we want to feel invigorated and fresh, and it has a more spacious, open quality. So trusting a lot what comes up, as long as the qualities are safe and sacred. And then in that space, through a simple word or phrase, I invite people to bring in a question. And of course, that ranges to any kind of life concern, whether it's health or finances or relationships, whatever it is. And then in that space to invite an image to arise, trusting in a loving response from your heart. And for some people that's a message they hear. From some people that's a symbol that may appear. And then again, it's kind of a similar exploration. Notice what appears, how you feel about it, what's it wanting to express. If you want clarification, you can ask for that. And so there's sort of an inner dialogue that goes on. And again, it's always, for me, the qualities that will indicate whether this is coming from a trusted source. So let's say a symbol appears. Is your sense, while you're in its presence, that it is, in fact, wise, loving, and knows about this topic? And if yes, then really notice what the message is. If not, you can thank it for coming, but invite another one until it meets those qualities. And then when you come out of that process, which again is a slow and gentle thing, I really like to encourage people to write. And often there's an integration process when we put that experience into words, and sometimes more insights come out of that as well as sometimes really practical steps. Is there action that needs to be taken, or a conversation with someone that needs to happen now? So that's kind of a snapshot of the process that I found helpful.
Yeah, and actually I do some of that, so I do.
Mm-hmm.
But how you describe it is far more in depth than.
Well, good. You know, I'm such a believer in this work. I've been doing it professionally for 20 years, and I love to get the word out. So one of the things I've done is on my website, I have several free MP3 downloads as well as a written worksheet, and it talks you through this step. It's about a 20-minute, meditation, but I pause. I say, take 3 minutes now to breathe, and I'll offer some suggestions. But there's times of silence so that then you can do your own journeying. But I provide the structure. So if you want to look for that, it's called Journey to the Wisdom of Your Heart. And I've done a Word document you can download that shows the outline, or you can again use the MP3. And of course, the book goes into much more depth too about alternatives or what happens if you want to take a step but you hit some kind of obstacle and how to get around that.
Right. And what
well,
do you
I know,
want to
well,
Go ahead, Gavin.
What is your website, Leslie?
Yes, it's my name. So it's www.lesliedavenport.com, and it's L-E-S-L-I-E, Davenport.com.
Okay, great. Thank you, Leslie.
The structure that Leslie provides is an excellent structure, but don't get hung up on structure so much, because one person does things one way doesn't mean that you have to do it that way or that you're doing it wrong if you're doing it anywhere different than that. I know growing up, my brother did some things differently than I did, and I just perceived that I was doing it wrong, even though we were getting the same results.
Yes, I totally underscore that. I completely agree.
And it's a great
foundational structure that she provides you. Don't let it limit you. Let it guide you.
Mm-hmm. That's very good advice, because I do get hung up on structure.
There you go. So
in fact, what I've found is whenever anybody says that they have to breathe for a certain period of time, like the 3 minutes, I'm an analytical by nature, so I'll be sitting there waiting for 259 seconds and then three minutes, you know. Instead of tying it to that, tie it to a feeling, and that way you get out of your head and into your heart, and you can just you get to a point where you feel relaxed and do it as long as you need to feel relaxed. That way you're not tied to time.
Mm-hmm.
Because your whole sense of timing is getting you in your head and not in your heart. So,
mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I'd say that the suggestion about 3 minutes is because my experience has been that for most people, it takes, I'd say that's kind of the minimum for a shift to happen, but you're absolutely right. It can also work against us if that's where the focus goes.
And that's where the focus goes for me. It's 3 minutes. I better not deviate from this because it won't work.
I used to do it where my aunt would hypnotize me, and she would do the guided imagery through the putting different parts of the body asleep, and I would be mentally ahead of her, and I would get all screwed up, and I'd lose my concentration because I thought I was doing it wrong. So I'm really cognizant of that whenever I hypnotize somebody else, to try to watch them and see how they're going so that I can move as fast as they need to or as slow as they need to. So don't let it trip you up. Just go with the flow.
And good luck, Susan. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose. We've got Kevin Myers with us, and we have a very, very special guest, Leslie Davenport. She's a psychotherapist and the author of Healing and Transformation Through Self-Guided Imagery. If you want to go to her website, it's lesliedavenport.com. And we're talking about how you can change your mind and shift your life through using imagery. We're going to take a quick break, and Leslie, when we come back, I want to talk to you about health and healing and how visualization can really shift and help us to live healthier, happier lives. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com.
Hey, it's Kimmy from Light the Way. This is a great week for you to ask for a raise at work. Also, if you want to switch jobs or start school, fill out the application and just put the energy out. Remember, when you set an intention, anything is possible. If you'd like to come out and see me at my store, I'm located on the corner of Stearns and Secor Road in Lambertville, Michigan. The name of my store is Light the Way. We have lots of wonderful readers. If you want to lose weight, stop smoking, you can go to my website, KimmyRose.com, and find out how to do that. We also have online classes, the largest selection of Native American angel items and tarot cards in the area. Come out and see me at Light the Way, and our other great readers, 734-854-1514. Have a great week.
Welcome back to Interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. 888-815-9756 is the number to call in right now. I am accompanied by Kevin Myers. And if you want to get a hold of me or anyone for a reading over at Light the Way, right now my mom is available. The number is 734-854-1514. I say my mom because she's been a wonderful guide in my life. She's also a Reiki master, and she also is an intuitive, and she's available right now. You can go over to KimmyRose.com to get more information. I also want to mention that next week we will be offering two Reiki certification classes, and one is on Monday night, and one is on it's this Saturday and then the Monday after, and we are a state-licensed school here in Michigan. So if you're wanting to get CEUs and get more educational credit, you can actually check out all the classes that we have to offer. And we also offer hypnotherapy. Right now we're joined by Leslie Davenport, psychotherapist and author of Healing and Transformation Through Self-Guided Imagery. Leslie, I wanted to ask you about healing. I have allergies right now. Horrible. Like I'm up in Michigan, so our weather is interesting. It's the changes in weather. Yeah. And I'm wondering, can you use guided imagery to actually shift your health?
Yes, very much so. In fact, let me speak a little bit in a general way of how I work with health, and then maybe we can come back to your specific question about allergies. Most of my work with guided imagery has been happening within the hospital system, and I've established guided imagery programs in about 5 different Bay Area hospitals. I'm currently in San Francisco at California Pacific Medical Center, and I'm very proud of the program we've gotten launched here because we're able to send imagery practitioners into all areas of the hospital, and the sessions are provided to patients at no charge. So it's a large major medical center, so we're in pediatrics and maternity and hospice and cardiology, the oncology areas, pre-surgery, we've known for a long time about the power of the mind-body link that's accessible through imagery and hypnosis, and there's more and more research backing it, which is really helpful in these more traditional settings. For example, in some research that's been done around adding imagery in preparation for surgery, and this is major surgery. I'm talking about things like cardiac surgery, that patients report about a 65% decrease in pain and anxiety, which can lead to, you know, less need for medication. There's typically 33% fewer side effects adding the imagery preparation compared to just the more conventional treatment, which often leads to a shorter hospital stay. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, but there's a lot that we do in oncology too with helping people tune into their immune systems and how to strengthen it. And, you know, if we have the right kind of equipment set up, it can actually show changes in the numbers in a pretty consistent way. So, the style of imagery we use, especially when there is a practitioner at hand, and our team now is about 18 practitioners that are available on the hospital floors, is interactive. So, for example, if someone was going to work with you on allergies, I would ask you a little bit about how and where you tend to experience it, where the symptoms show up and in what way. And then we'd go into the relaxation. We talked about different ways, breath work, relaxing the body. And then I would have you bring your attention right into the areas where you experience the allergy reactions and invite you to allow images to form out of your direct experience with your body and have you, while your eyes are closed, speak aloud what you're aware of. And then the practitioner works with you to further explore those images, those symptoms, and eventually a question is posed, what are these symptoms needing or wanting? You know, what needs to happen for relief or transformation or healing? And the answer or the remedy also arises from within the person, from within the images and the immediate experience. So it's not the practitioner in our case suggesting what the solution is, but by going in depth and kind of working with the person while they're in this hypnotic state or imagery state, that's where the solutions arise. And that's the style that we use in the hospital. So we use that whether it's a bone healing, or whether it's working with pain relief, or whether it's strengthening the effectiveness of cancer treatment. Whatever it is, it's about building on the person's own awareness and just facilitating their ability to tap into the healing that's already within them.
I think that's really important. Go ahead, Kevin.
Do you have any type of patients that you find tend to be the most susceptible or receptive to good outcomes with this work?
Well, the fun part for me is that I have to say I've been surprised over the years of the people that I approach that I sort of expect will move into this easily, and the ones that I think might be resistant, but I'm not always accurate. So I find that because a lot of the images arise symbolically, sometimes the body shows itself literally, but a lot of times it's symbolically. I find it hardest for people who tend to be very, very concrete in their thinking. And that the ones where it's harder to move a little bit more into a more fluid kind of creative sphere, it can be a little bit more challenging.
So do you find children are really easy to work with compared to adults?
Absolutely, they're naturals. In fact, with the kids, it's often, we don't have to even do so much the initial, close your eyes and breathe and relax for a while. They are already so plugged in to that imaginative, creative flow that the imagery sessions sometimes happen, sometimes I'm eyes open, sometimes I'm eyes closed, back and forth. It often goes into even a play mode. And we do also use expressive arts, often in conjunction, and especially with the kids, that's quite effective.
That makes a lot of sense when you're talking about the kids, because I think, don't you think that kids kind of tell you what they need? They have a tendency to already be open. And
absolutely. In fact,
creative ways to deal with things, too.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, I think that is one way of talking about it when working with adults, is how to access again that playful nature, that childlike nature, which never really goes away. It just, gets kind of layered over with the other things we focus on and the way we go about doing things.
I had heard about a child that was a brain tumor patient. Mm-hmm. And he basically imagined he was playing Space Invaders with the tumor. Mm-hmm. And he worked on his tumor with imagery with the Space Invaders, basically shooting the tumor. And within a week's time of him doing that, they went in and did an image of his brain, and the tumor was gone. So
yes, there are some remarkable stories that way. And it is thrilling when they do get documented, because, again, there's just this growing body of evidence that even if we don't completely understand how it works, we understand that it does work. And the other thing I love, too, is that as people come up with their own healing images, there is a quality of it always being just right at this time for this person. And again, there's nothing I could do to know that as accurately as the person can. And I'll give you a great example. I was working with a man receiving chemotherapy for cancer treatment, and he wanted to have his session be around the chemotherapy being especially effective, powerful, strong, doing the job it was there to do. And so after we did the relaxation and I invited an image to form, he had a memory come up of when he was in Spain and observed the running of the bulls in the street. And he imagined himself in a window looking down on the bulls running through the street, waving a handkerchief and cheering, because for him, the bulls represented something that was strong, powerful, natural, and I think even the sense of moving through the streets was probably, you know, symbolic of moving through his veins. And it's something that filled him with a sense of vitality and optimism and a kind of a sense of celebrating life. And that's not an image I would necessarily have ever come up with or would even think of suggesting to someone else. And yet for him, it was the perfect match.
And that makes a lot of sense. I know with me, what has worked for me with things is waves. I'll imagine waves washing things away. And I have different people. I've had a woman that when I was working with her, waves, she was scared to death of water. So you do. You have to make sure that it fits and it's true.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Leslie, I want to just share with everyone your website. It's lesliedavenport.com. I know we only have a couple more minutes with you. Can you tell everybody about a little bit about how to get your book and if they're wanting to take any classes with you?
Yes, I think my website is the easiest way to stay in touch. There's a place if anyone would like to sign up for an occasional newsletter that's both information about imagery as well as announcements about events and trainings. And then on my website, there's several tabs. One of them says events, and it shows several trainings that I'm doing. I do a lot in the Bay Area where I'm based, but for example, next month I am going to be in Oklahoma City working with a large hospital there, and there's a free public evening as well as a day-long training for healthcare professionals that will be offering CEUs. And then again, several free downloadable guided imagery sessions as well and some articles. So I'd say the website's the easiest way to keep in touch.
Sounds good. And they can take classes and get CEUs for the classes if you're in the health profession. And
yes.
Where are you located again, Leslie?
I'm based in the San Francisco Bay Area in California.
But I do
some traveling, yes.
That's what I was wondering, because we have several people that are asking that question. Is she going to come to us? Because we'd love to learn. So, well,
Oklahoma City's a long way.
Oklahoma City, right. And I would say, you know, if anyone's listening who is a part of a hospital, a university, a center that would like something like that, you know, please do email me, and I would try and coordinate something when I'm out and about and close to your area to add an additional stop.
And Leslie, I just wanted to thank you so much for joining us today. And I know you've got to get going. I hopefully will have you back on the show. I'd love to talk more about, because I've got a couple people that were wondering about the allergies, because it's funny, in this area they're kind of going crazy. And I think that right now it is about recognizing why something's present. And I love the work you do. Your book is Healing Transformation Through Self-Guided Imagery. If you want to pick that book up, it's just, I mean, I'm telling you, it's a wonderful book. If you want to shift your life, change your mind. Heal. It's all about healing. LeslieDavenport.com. Peace
Thank
to you, Leslie.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Well.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going to be going on over the next week. I'm Kimberly Rose. We've got Kevin Myers on with us. Take a quick break, and we'll join you with interviews.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose. I'm also joined by Kevin Myers, and we've just had on with us Leslie Davenport. We were talking about the mind and how you can shift your mind and actually come to a better space. I wanted just to share with everyone, if you're interested in changing your life and changing your mind, Light the Way offers private hypnotherapy and group hypnosis. The number to call is 734-854-1514. Also on my website, KimmyRose.com, if you want to connect with your infinite self or you'd like to open up and connect with that joy inside of your life, there are a few online courses I have available right there, and also there is a meditation on there. I really feel blessed because I'd like to do like maybe about a minute and a half short meditation, and I know Kevin also practiced hypnotherapy, Kevin Myers, and he is so graciously offered to guide us in a meditation. So, Kevin, take it away.
Okay, if you're in your chair or wherever you are, just relax, put your arms down to your sides, and I'm going to have you just take your index finger now and stick it right between your eyebrows and move it up just a tad, and that's a point that you're going to focus on with your eyes. And lean your head back and focus on that point. Now just close your eyes and focus on that very same point. You can remove your finger from your forehead. And then just take in a deep breath in through your nose. And as you exhale, exhale out your mouth like you're fogging a mirror. You take another inhalation. And then breathe out. And then just imagine a small light, a pinpoint white light in the center of your chest near your heart, and imagine that light growing. And you feel the warmth of that light as it grows. And as it grows and spreads out through your chest and through your arms and through your legs, it relaxes and gives away any tension that's in those muscles. They totally relax. And it goes all, send that light all the way down to your feet and all the way out your fingertips, send it up your neck, up the back of your head, throughout your scalp. And just imagine that light growing whiter and brighter and warmer and filling your entire body. And you feel the pulse of that light. And this is a good way to just completely eliminate stresses of your body very quickly. As you imagine the light throughout your entire body, you can take another deep breath in and exhale. And as you exhale, just say release in your mind's in your mind. Just say release. And that should relax you. An exercise you can do. It doesn't take long. You can do it in your office. You can do it at home. Don't do it in traffic. But unless you're in California sitting in standstill traffic, and then you probably have more than enough time to do something like that. But it is just a way of centering you and getting very peaceful and stress-free in a very short period of time.
Kevin, you're going to be, I wanted, before we sign off, you're going to be doing a seminar coming up next week. Do you want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, I'm doing a two-part seminar. It's going to be a stop smoking seminar and a weight loss seminar. And that's going to be held in Toledo, Ohio. If you would like to visit Kimmy's site will probably announce more details as they are solidified, but that's going to be not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday. And the times will be announced.
If you want to check out more information, just go over to KimmyRose.com, and we'll be posting that. We'll also send out emails and e-blasts to you if you're interested in losing weight and stop smoking. I can tell you that it's a great way to lose weight. And if you go to the website, you can see pictures. We've got some personal testimonies and just a lot of wonderful things. As Carl Jung talked about, that, you know, we're all connected to everything that we could ever need. It's just a matter of shifting your perception and moving back into the inner core of who you are. Kevin, thank you so much for joining me today, and hopefully it's nice weather down there in Texas.
We're getting a lot of rain.
Well, we have sunshine.
Sounds like the same temperature as what you have up there.
Yep, and except we have a lot of beautiful sunshine, so I'm not going to complain. I like the sunshine up here in Michigan. So, and the rain is good too, because it's all about, you know, washing away and bringing in new things. And so I just say, take, you know, get out of your car, stick your tongue out, and let it touch the sky a little bit, because it's, you know, people tease me. I'm all about that when it starts to snow. My kids think I'm nuts. So, but you got to have fun once in a while. You got to open up and let yourself be free. I just want to thank everyone for joining us today. I want to thank Leslie Davenport, our guest. Also, just share with everyone that Toledo Body, Mind, Spirit Festival coming up. It's April 9th and 10th. I'm going to be on the 10th doing messages from the other side. If you're wanting to come and connect with loved ones that have passed away, I'll be doing a gallery reading that evening.
You have 2 minutes left on this call.
Give us a call at 734-854-1514 for more information. And I'm just wishing everyone peace and love. Thank you so much for joining us on Interviews. Peace.